Quentin sucked in his breath, running through the implications in his head. But the space folders are inherently unreliable. Venki statistics show a loss rate of up to 10%. Each time our fleet travels to a synchronized world, we will lose ships. There are hundreds of Omnia strongholds. The attrition rate will be appalling. Vor remained unruffled. It is preferable to total extinction. While the Corrin fleet crawls inexorably toward Seleucus Secundus, we will slip around them and strike the undefended synchronized worlds, methodically crush every planet on the list, and finally work our way to the primary world. Then, by the time we reach Corrin itself, the assault fleet will be too far away to respond in time. Xander Barrow Ginjo interrupted, "But what about all the captive humans on the synchronized worlds? Aren't we supposed to be rescuing them from their slavery? They will all die if we unleash a nuclear holocaust against them." "At least they will die free." "Well, I'm sure that'll be a great consolation to them," Okukovich grumbled, but he saw that the opinion in the chamber had shifted in Vor's favor, so he quickly fell silent. The council members seemed horrified, yet hopeful. At least now they had a plan that offered them a slender chance. "More people will die if we do not act decisively." Vor's determination and confidence was frightening. "And Seleucus Secundus will be destroyed in the process, either way. We have no better choice."
"But what about Seleucus? Do we just abandon it?"
The interim viceroy's voice had an unpleasant, whining undertone. "Sacrificing Seleucus Secundus may be a price we must pay to end this jihad forever." He frowned at the preservation canister that held Vidad's brain. "The cogitator is right. We have to evacuate this planet in the meantime." Quentin's stomach turned to lead, but he tried to be objective. "It might just work." It was a dreadful gamble, and either way, it would leave deep scars on the human soul. Even if the machine fleet succeeds in hitting Seleucus, there will be no Evermind to hold them together after they've completed their programming. They will have no guidance and no initiative. We should be able to pick them off easily.
"They'll be all that remains of the entire synchronized empire," Phacon said.
Like Vorian Atreides, Quentin now felt he was willing to go to any limit necessary to finish this conflict, or die in the attempt. Even the recent miraculous return of his granddaughter Reyna reminded him of her parents dead on Parmentier, of all the billions Omnius had already slaughtered. "I agree with the Supreme Commander. It is our best chance, and we dare not ignore this opportunity to ensure our very survival. My soldiers in the Army of the Jihad will volunteer to crew space folder battleships, even knowing the extreme risks. Although so many have already died of the scourge, I don't know if we can muster sufficient personnel. Think of all the Kinjal bombers that will need pilots."
The Grand Patriarch pursed his lips.
"I'm sure we could find any number of martyrists willing to fill out the ranks. They've been demanding a chance to sacrifice themselves against the machines."
He saw this as a way to solve two problems at once. "For the time being, they can fly space folder scouts," Phacon suggested. "It's risky, but we'll need regular reports from Corrin. There's no other way we can monitor when that robotic force begins to head toward us. Once the extermination fleet launches, our clock starts ticking."
Quentin considered, mentally doing the math. "We know from captured update ships that there are 543 synchronized worlds. We will need to send a large enough battle group to every single one of those planets in order to ensure victory there. Just because they have moved their heavy ships to Corrin doesn't mean they won't put up a fight. We'll need thousands of ships with skeleton crews and full bomber squadrons to deploy the pulse atomics," Phacon said. The very concept seemed to take his breath away.
Thank you for listening to this clip provided to you by Macmillan Audio. To hear more, look for this title wherever audiobooks are sold.